there. My name is Simone Smith, and I'm sitting right next to the Honorable Robin Edmondson. And today we are going to talk about one of the many amazing hubs that one can find on Hub Pages. And Robin, what's this one about?
I read this today and I thought, oh, Simone, a great hub to talk about. It's called Why Do We Call Polka Dots Polka Dots?
And yeah, one always, well, okay, let's, I'll be honest and say that I never actually wondered. But as soon as I saw that question, I certainly did.
Yes. Wanted to know the answer to it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is an answer presented by none other than Tess45. We've already discussed one of the hubs that she's written on Hub Pages when we had our podcast on vintage versus modern sizing. So it's quite clear that this one hubber author on Hub Pages is quite the clothing expert. And she provides some really good explanations of not just where the term polka dot came from or where the pattern had its origins, but also just random cool things about it.
Yeah.
So apparently, the polka dot has gypsies to thank for its origin. She says that gypsies in Spain started the polka dot craze, but they weren't called polka dots at the time. And interestingly, the little round circles that we associate with the polka dot pattern represented the moon, which is very important in gypsy culture, apparently, which I also didn't know.
Yes, I didn't know that either.
Fun facts all around.
So also, the flamenco dancers. When you think of flamenco dancers, you think of polka dots. I think of red and black polka dot.
Totally.
Beautiful dresses covered in polka dots. And also, the term polka as a polka dance.
Yeah. So, well, okay, so this is the really funny thing, and she discusses it right off the bat, because it's important to understand terminology and etymology of any sort of word. The funny thing about polka dots, though, is that they really should be called flamenco dots, right?
Exactly.
Because they're at least historically, the pattern of choice for flamenco dancers.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, flamenco is a dance that has gypsy, Moorish, and Andalusian origins, so it makes sense if polka dots emerged first with gypsies in Spain, it only makes sense that polka dots would then be associated with a very gypsy-influenced kind of dance.
Exactly.
Polka dancing, on the other hand, is not as gypsy-ish as it is more Slavic and Polish, and I guess a lot of people in Czechoslovakia do a lot of polka dancing. Yeah, and I'm not extremely familiar with the polka, but I don't associate it with polka dots.
I don't either.
So it's pretty ironic.
One thing I thought was interesting that she talked about, too, is how polka dots were not stylish in medieval times because they were, well, first of all, they were difficult to recreate because they didn't have printing ways to make clothing. So
it makes sense, too. I mean, imagine creating uniform dots like that.
It would be very difficult. And also, it was a symbol of illnesses like the measles or...
Or venereal disease.
Beautiful. So obviously, the polka dots were not something that were popular back in medieval times.
Yeah, well, and she also brings up an interesting note about figure ground confusion, which I thought to be interesting. And she said that in medieval times, apparently people distinguished color by layers. So you'd have your beautiful taupe outer color and your strange mauve inner layer. And there were lots of petticoats and coats and overcoats. And so wearing stripes or polka dots or anything else that kind of had two colors mixing on one layer was weird and kind of freaked people out, which is kind of hard to think about. But then again, I mean, style has changed so much since back then that I guess it makes sense.
And the ironic thing, I thought also, was that the polka dot became popular because of the polka disease, right? So it was...
or venereal disease. We don't want to tiptoe around it. Because
polka dot fever.
Polka dot fever. Yeah, well, I mean, let's face it. A lot of people got sick back in the day. And we would have stuff, especially scars or other kind of blemishes on our faces, which was particularly not pleasant. And while today we can Photoshop things out or get plastic surgery or get special medications, back in the day there wasn't a whole lot you could do. So during the, pretty much from the 1590s to the 1720s, Test 45 shares with us, and I knew this too, the people did something called patching, where they would take these little black spots of cloth and just stick them to their faces. And it used to be like totally the vogue thing. I read about this in a book on culture in French courts around mm-hmm, that time period. Mm-hmm. And it originally was used to cover up things like venereal disease or blemishes and stuff, but then everyone just thought it was so cool that everyone started putting them on their faces, whether they were covering something up or not. And then it actually became this very nuanced thing where the location of the patch that you were wearing would mm-hmm. say something about you, like, oh, she's wearing her patch to the right of her upper lip. She is, like, looking for action tonight. Or something like that. I mean, it was that kind of the same thing that Regency-era women did with their fans, mm-hmm. where it's like, this thing meant this thing, and mm-hmm. it was just all in code. So, yeah, think about polka dots as, like, the gang signs or social signs of the past. Kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, while those kind of patches were associated with the aristocracy and very extravagant lifestyles, polka dots were actually popular in, well, post-revolution France, because people, discarded more elaborate styles of fabric for mm-hmm. more austere, simple, streamlined fabric patterns. Mm-hmm. And in that case, polka dots were perfect because yeah. they are very simple, uniform. They look good on cotton,
mm-hmm.
not as good on really extravagant fabrics. So when people are being, yeah, like, I'm austere, go revolution, please don't cut my head off, polka dots were okay.
I thought it was interesting in this hub, too, how she went from, you know, the origins to medieval times to the origins to you know, the 1500s through the 1800s and then to modern polka dots, how you can use polka dots today, how they became popular during the 50s,
yeah.
they were kind of a retro look,
yeah.
how you can incorporate polka dot tea parties and have
oh,
all kinds of
I
love
know,
to polka
I know.
Dot
One
tea party
cool
idea.
One of the things about articles on Hub Pages, of course, is that it's so easy to embed things like photos and videos and even Amazon products. And in this case, it really made sense for her to share a couple of Amazon products because you could see, I mean, like she shared a really cute set of Kate Spade, mm-hmm. I guess.
Oven like, mitts?
No, like dinnerware.
Oh, dinnerware.
Like
that's
platinum,
what was the dinnerware,
and it was,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was so cute.
Yeah.
And I mean, she gave really good examples of dresses and shoes and mm-hmm. aprons. One thing she mentioned is that polka dots obviously have been very popular with vintage styles, and I think that's something that Test 45 is really big on. But she also mentioned that men wore a lot of polka dots back in the day, too.
Yeah.
But now you can really only see them in neckties, mm-hmm. which is disappointing because it seems like when one discusses all of the polka dot patterned things that women can wear, there's really no end to it.
Yeah.
I mean, from, you know, bikinis to scarves to mm-hmm. shoes and
to dresses.
Yeah. It's funny. And the really ironic thing that I think is associated with polka dots in men is that it, at least in Africa, mm-hmm. as Test 45 points out, polka dots have been used to indicate male virility. And yet they're not worn by any men in the United States. So she points out Bushmen in South Africa using dots to represent male virility. And the more concentrated they are, the more powerful one is. Which, I guess, so if you are a man and you do want to wear polka dots to...
Wear small polka dots.
Yeah, not the really big ones, because what's that going to say? How embarrassing. Aren't you glad you're listening to this? Yes, you are. She also points to the Banda tribe of the Central African Republic and the Lega people of the Democratic Republic of Congo, who use dots in their initiation rites.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they're kind of a little hat tip to KB, who's, dog or god or entity that mm-hmm. Represents a leopard. So there's the spots there, but they put dots on their bodies and they knock on dotted doors, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of polka dots. So, I mean, they have obviously a lot of religious connotations or at least symbolic connotations like we saw with gypsies and the mm-hmm. moon and everything, which is interesting. These
yeah.
aren't just, I mean, I think it's really easy to associate polka dots with fluff.
Mm-hmm.
it's hard to take someone seriously when they're wearing polka dots these days, mm-hmm. but they can be very serious.
Yeah.
Well, okay, there's one actually really serious instance of polka dots today that you may want to laugh, but I mean, if, at least in his heyday, Randy Rhodes, or sorry, not Randy Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes, the professional wrestler, were coming at you, you'd be freaked out. And even though he wore a black and yellow polka dot suit. So just keep that in mind. But also, I mean, speaking of Randy Rhodes, though, he also was associated with polka dots because he had a flying V guitar with polka dots.
Oh, yes.
And he wasn't the only artist who had a polka dotted guitar, because apparently the famous blues guitarist, Buddy Guy, also played a polka dot Fender Stratocaster, which is mm-hmm. kind of cool. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, she has a picture of him on her hub.
That yeah. Plays. And he's looking
great,
good.
Great picture.
Yeah, and of course there are famous polka dot songs that may or may not be about swimwear. And there apparently, I'm not familiar with this song, but apparently Frank Sinatra's first hit was Polka Dots and Moonbeams.
Yeah, I don't know that one either.
Yeah, I've never heard of it before, and I'm going to have to go listen to it now. But it was written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, and it was his first big hit. And Tess 45 wonders in her article whether or not the writers of that song knew that the original polka dots were associated mm-hmm. with the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of more interesting things that are discussed in this hub, and you can also see a ton of great pictures and also polka dotted products and other links to additional articles on polka dots. Who knew there was so much about polka dots out there? So if you want to see everything in its original state, you should go to hubpages.com and search for "Why Do We Call Polka Dots Polka Dots?" And you will not be disappointed.
And become a follower of Tess 45 and you'll get updates on her news. That's how I found this hub, as she was one of my hub. I follow her and it came in my daily digest of hubs by hubbers that I follow. And I clicked on the link and was able to read this amazing hub.
Yeah, it's always great to get those. And you can always be someone who shows up in people's daily digests if you sign up for Hub Pages and start to publish articles, or what we call hubs, on your own and get people interested. So I recommend you join if you haven't already, and have fun wearing polka dots.